377. Those were provided to us in blank form. And and we don't have them filled out because they haven't been submitted in complete form until tomorrow. So I think...
So we can let's discuss the ones that we have. I don't want to just put them aside with all due respect. I mean, I'd like to get all of our questions on the table too, not just your concerns. Like, if someone has questions or concerns here, well, you know, some have gone through some committees, so we might.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have. 372 went through committee, two committees.
372
has
had the amount and everything.
372 is just Central Hudson.
No, exactly. But it's, but we can talk about it. I mean, I think we should just, as a committee, should decide whether or not we should. Let's move through it. Let's start.
Let's go. Resolution 372, approving the execution of contracts, SO 50,000.
The line one is right.
Okay, that's right. 372. Move second. This is a contract regarding the energy efficiency program that Central Hudson has. There again, it's not always the most economical. I'll tell you that right now. Tracy?
We had a presentation in our committee, and this, I would say it's beyond economical. It's actually super exciting.
No, it's exciting. Don't get me wrong, but the cost that they charge you is not.
No, this is going to pay itself back fully in 18 months.
But there's other programs that are much more efficient in paying it back. I don't know about this particular.
18 months is pretty efficient. This in 18 okay. months. What this is? If stop me if everyone's already heard it. What this is it's a proposal to replace all of our exterior lights, the ones that are on poles that we own, and Ken, you can interrupt if I'm wrong, on the poles that we own with LEDs funded. This is what we're looking at is the county share, but there's beyond a portion of the county share. It will pay itself back fully in 18 months, and after 18 months, it's a savings of in excess of $50,000 annually in real costs in terms of energy based on the audits done. And that translates to the power. It saves us power equivalent to 39 households annually. So this is a total win. I mean, it's...
Tracy, I'm not saying that it's not... All I'm saying is that there's other programs that are better... Could be better. I don't know because I don't know this particular one. But I actually went through this program personally with my projects, and I found other ones to be much more economical and serve the same purposes.
If I could speak
to
that. Yep.
Just a little bit more detail, too. If you recall, last spring, the county executive did a mandate where we required that all of our electricity be purchased through renewable resources. And we did that through renewable energy credits, which between 14 and 15 cost us about $23,000 a year. And at that time, he had tasked our Department of the Environment and Public Works to come up with a plan to make that a net neutral impact and offset those costs. This plan achieves that that he had set when we had done the renewable energy one. Two, there are a whole bunch of programs. Municipalities don't qualify for all of them. This is one that we qualify for and had the best return, and that's why we pursued. This one's through Central Hudson.
And if I can, one more detail that I remember from our committee, Amanda Laval also told us that the contract specified, and she said she worked really hard to make sure that this was in the contract, specified a 10-year life on the bulbs. So if any of these bulbs were to blow within 10 years, they will be replaced at no cost, which is also pretty exciting.
That's fantastic. But that's every contract that Central Hudson does.
It's exciting.
I very much so. But I'm not saying it's a great contract. I don't know what you compared it to, but I have personally went through the process, went through the same company that Lime, and their numbers didn't even come close to some other company.
I think the answer is that what's available to the municipalities and the
just do due diligence and make sure it's good for Ulster County.
There's a lot of work done on this.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 373, approving the execution of contracts of $50,000 to Buddy County, Ulster County Development Alliance, Inc., Department of Planning. Move for discussion. Second for discussion. Hector first, then Tracy.
Just raise your hand, man. Stop over there. I'm going to throw my wrapper at you. Go ahead.
Hector, you want to talk?
I do, but I wanted to make sure he got his kitchen.
Hold on.
So I have a lot of concerns with regards to this. For me personally, this is the successor organization to the Ulster County Development Corporation, which is all well and good. Just for me personally, I still to this day, I don't think we should have an accounting of the $300,000 that UCDC had that was rolled over to this alliance. But now we're, I guess, planning on entering into a contract for $150,000 additional dollars for these services. When, you know, we have a tourism advisory committee, we have a tourism department, we have a Department of Business Services, or whatever it's being called now, rebranded. And I just personally am not going to be voting for this right now. I mean, I don't mind if it gets back in committee for the discussion or further elaboration. But for me personally, I have a lot of questions.
Well, can I just say something?
Tracy allows you. She had her hand up.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
Well, I just simply just want to say I agree 100% with Hector. I feel like this was getting thrown in front of us, but it's October. These people have already provided the services, so now our hands is forced. I mean, as a person who, that's not their fault if this didn't come before us in a timely manner, because that's what happened. It did not come to us in the beginning of the year. So I voted for it against my will because it's October, almost end of October,
yes.
And these people have to get paid. So when it comes before me again, there better be a lot more to this.
Hector's, I think, disagreeing with you.
Given my earlier statement of they had $300,000 previously, to the best of my knowledge, I've never gotten, and I believe I did request a while ago, a very, very long time ago in passing, you know, to find out what the accounting was for that $300,000. Because remember, UCDC, when it began to, how should we say this, they removed their executive director, the Department of Business Services was created, but they still got their payment from a previous contract with the County of Ulster. So they actually had $300,000. So just for me personally, you know, I'm not comfortable. So,
Tracy?
I agree with Hector. To Mary Beth's comment, that was one of my concerns, is that this professional service on here started January 14th. So I'm wondering, one, who engaged them in January? Who drafted the contract, and did we just get the contract now? I have not looked at the contract yet, and I would like to see the contract. I'd also like to see the scope of work. This is a concept of a comprehensive economic development marketing plan. I'm not even positive what exactly that means. It's not limited to, I mean, I understand the letters of the word, but I want to understand a bigger picture of what we would spend $150,000 for. I'm with Hector on this. Like, I'm definitely not prepared to support this today. I need a lot more information before I move on.
Well, Erica brought this to my attention before the meeting tonight, and everything that's been said has been her comments that we needed some more information. There were some other concerns here, time frame. Why are we doing this? And Sue, maybe you can enlighten us on some of this, or you can't. I don't need to put you on the spot, but
that's
all
right. I'm not familiar with
this. This is
Suzanne Holt.
Suzanne Holt said she didn't submit it in January like she should have.
Right. Again, there's been a tremendous amount of work that's been done. This goes from, remember, the Office of Business Services started the new economic development work this past year, and there was a lot of work that went into it. There's a new economic development website that's funded through this. There's all of the collateral materials and documents. There's some advertising built into it. There's again all the promotional components as well.
This talks about
what it takes in October to let the legislature know about a contract.
Well, are they getting paid for the $300,000 that was left over from the previous monies? So they're not getting paid at all?
I don't know if that's the right number. I don't have the count.
But they haven't got paid all year? 10 months in a year? I mean, they're not asking for any payments?
We didn't even begin working with the current contractor until later in the spring, was it?
Probably May, June.
Yeah.
This is through the Ulster County EDA.
Right.
And it's a contract with Focus Media out of Orange County. Mm-hmm. And what they have done, they've developed over the past 4 or 5 months, TJ, a marketing plan which I believe did come through this legislature a couple of months ago.
Yeah, and they made a presentation at Ulster in May or so.
But weren't they also supposed to have press releases on a monthly basis,
they
plus a logo?
Press releases on, Facebook daily.
Logos?
Logos, everything. This has been something they set up three, what are they called? SWAT? Something where they...
SWAT teams.
SWAT teams. They interviewed people, business people, all leaders throughout the county to get the public's input on exactly what they felt, the private sector, to see what the best road was to advertise Ulster County to start bringing business in to this county.
This is
an investment in the county.
So a couple questions discussed.
I think Suzanne had said at the committee meeting.
But not the money.
Yeah.
But Focus Media.
How did they contract all these months and we didn't say it was okay?
Hold on, Tracy has the floor.
I guess I'm naive. So we're this right now is proposing that we pay the Development Alliance $150,000, and the Development Alliance is going to give that money to Focus Media.
No, it's bigger than that. The 2014 budget provides $150,000 in revenue to the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance, which is our LDC. Jim, TJ, I'm a member of the LDC. This is revenue that flows through the planning department budget to the county. LDC had residual monies that they've been paying bills with, and she realized that she had not come to transfer the monies from the planning department to the LDC until recently. That's what this is.
Okay, so then my follow-on question is, as described here, it says development of a comprehensive economic development marketing plan. Have we received an economic development marketing plan?
The Alliance has, yes.
I know, yeah. And did that's where Josh came in, did PowerPoint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To the Economic Development Committee?
No.
I know it was. That's what he presented.
And it was presented at the college. It was done, and then it was sent out. The PowerPoint was sent out
to who?
At the request of Legislator Wishnick, I believe, to all the legislators.
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. I sent it to everybody in economic development. It's in November. We're going to have Josh in. It was presented. There was a presentation of this at the college in meeting.
So what percentage of this is going to Focus Media? You're saying this? I'm confused. I can't say it's bigger than that. No, what I said is this just.
Is it all they're going to Focus Media?
No, but I'm saying that this is general revenue from the county through planning to the LDC for operations. That's what this is.
It's not what it says here, though. It talks about
Ken.
I'm not on the committee, but. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
All right, just because you said that, you're not speaking now.
would it be prudent, since a lot of us haven't seen all the information on this, to just refer this back to committee? You say you're meeting with Josh in November?
Yeah.
At your November meeting? So why wouldn't we just, send this back to, why wouldn't you on the committee send this back to Economic Development, and then you can get all the information that you're looking for from Josh and everybody before we make the decision.
Or have Suzanne Holt come speak to us.
Yeah, again, like I said, if you read what this is, the agreement, the funds are transferring from the Planning Department to the LDC. Okay? And the Focus Media is one of the elements that we're funding through the LDC.
But when you say you
read
that,
for example, we're also going to be marketing 300 Flatbush over the next... Over the next year, some of these revenues are going to go toward the hiring of the real estate firm, that type of thing. So.
But when you say, Ken, when you read that, where are you looking at that?
When you see development of a comprehensive economic development marketing plan for Ulster County,
yeah,
that's what this revenue is partially being used for.
Right, but there's nothing that talks about.
He knows that's what it's used because he's involved with that.
Right.
There's three members of the board sitting right here.
You want to come to our committee or Economic Development Committee?
No, she already spoke to us.
No, she hasn't.
She has not?
Suzanne on this, yes.
Yeah.
All right, okay, let's do the
marketing plan.
Let's hold this off. You want to have it done by next week, or you want to go beyond?
I would actually go with the minority leader's recommendation. We hold off for a month.
Coming back to Ways and Means?
Well, why not ever come back next week, and then we? I mean, I don't know why would we wait a month to ever come here?
I'm asking the question.
Well, if they're having a meeting on November, was it November?
Yeah, but she explained it to us.
He's saying come to our ways and means.
Understand. So have Suzanne Holt come here. She's the one that's submitting this. Have her explain what the rest
and then Suzanne
the rest of the story.
If you're still
that's what I would say.
All right, so you want to do it next week or you want to do it in the future?
Next week.
Let's do it next week.
Next week?
I'll get the next week.
All right, so Don, make sure she's able to come next week. Have a half hour, 45 minutes, how long you want?
I
have no idea. I'm asking.
It takes as long as it takes.
It's not going to take that long, but have a copy of the PowerPoint presentation.
You need a PowerPoint. You need a copy of the contract so the attorneys can look at it prior. You already did?
I already read it.
And what do you say?
I wish I could get bill somebody for every quarter for $37,500.
Doing what, though?
That's exactly right.
You're in the wrong business, I guess.
That's exactly right.
So you're saying it's not stating in there what they're supposed to be doing?
Well, it does say in the contract, I told you, they're supposed to have at least once a month a press release, at least once a month, you know, either a press release or a press conference. They're supposed to create a marketing plan. They're supposed to create a logo. But there's not, like, it doesn't say, there's no milestones. It doesn't say when. It says they bill and then they get paid. Because if you look at the other contract, and the reason why I'm saying that is if you look at the contract that's also for planning, which is with resource, it's for developing the bus plan, they have, that's phenomenal. They lay it all out. There's milestones. It says what they're going to do. This other one is all loosey-goosey, and it's...
Well, Erica, both...
Go on, Jen.
We had TJ and Jim say that they had, at the college, did you say they had a presentation?
PowerPoint.
Yeah, a new logo.
Yeah. Were you aware of that?
That was not to economic development. It was to...
No, nobody said it was.
Yeah, okay.
We're talking about this one at the college.
Josh from Focus Media, they made a presentation at the college unveiling everything. But let's go back to...
Sorry.
Anybody that wanted to go. All the legislators were.
Was it an
advised.
IDA?
I think it was in my own.
We weren't notified.
Come on. All right. Let's not go back. Let's go forward. What do you want to do from this point forward?
Have Suzanne come to the next meeting.
You've already asked for the PowerPoint, but can we also get a copy of the Comprehensive Economic Development Marketing Plan?
Make a list of what you want. Give it to Don, and he will get it. All right?
Well, you could just. Write that one right down. It's what it says is in the.
All right, so we holding this up or tabling it till next week?
Next week.
All right, so the meeting's going to be a half hour before our normally scheduled meeting.
Good.
All right?
Yep.
All right, 374, approving the execution of contracts in excess of 50, Gorman Brothers, Department of Public Works. Move.
I'm on it.
Second.
Can I
just ask?
Go on.
Do we know. This is the first of 2 1-year extensions. When was the contract initially entered into?
I was saying I don't know.
Like how long was the initial term?
Anyone know over there?
Contract number isn't on here.
You can let me know later.
Okay.
It's not.
It was probably 12, I would say.
Okay. Like a 2-year? Okay.
Well, in the past, we always used Reclamation Inc. to do this work.
We had a contract.
We did. All right, any other discussion?
No.
If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
375, approving the execution contract. The next is 50. Family of Woodstock, Department of Social Services.
I'll move it.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
70, I just wanna, yes. In general, I mean, I say this, I feel like every month I don't know what to do. I feel like I maybe should bring forward some kind of policy or something, because I would like to, in this short page, know when the contract was initially entered into, because I would like to know, is this something, and I'm not talking about this one in specific, but in general, in short order, is it something that we have 10 extensions on, 10 3-year extensions, 1 2-year extension? Has this been, you know, I just would like it in a shorthand. I look at the contracts, but it's a lot of paperwork.
Well, this is increasing a number of.
I'm not talking about this one in specific. I'm just it's coming off of the last.
No, this is the one we're on.
Right, but I'm just saying.
Richard, this one we had.
This is an amendment
earlier.
I understand what
you're saying. Which one? Family Woodstock?
Well, we've done this.
And we're amending it.
Well, the reclamation one started July 1st.
This one we passed like last month or the month before.
A tremendous amount of people using domestic violence services in the county. This is for the domestic violence women's shelter.
Yeah, this one, I'm not speaking specifically for this I totally support. I'm just talking about when we do amendments to, I mean, extensions to contracts or whatever. So.
Can you actually maybe see if Vicki to get that information incorporated into the resolutions?
Yes.
Yeah.
This I totally support.
All right, 375. Execution of contracts for $50,000, executive process serving, Department of Social Services.
Yeah, I know.
Moved it?
Yeah.
Second? All right.
Yeah,
Tracy?
I just want to say, I mean, it's Domestic Violence Month.
Hector and Ken, please. Thank you.
This really highlights a very sad reality in this county, in this nation, but when we have to increase, of course I support this, when we have to increase domestic violence beds by this
We're
many.
We're talking 376, all right?
You just said 375.
But I read 376. So.
Okay. You just said 375.
So it's getting beyond my bedtime now.
Which one are we on?
We already voted for 375. 376. Sorry.
Where are we on?
376.
Now we're on 376. You said 375.
So I read 376.
We already voted for 375.
Let's go.
Okay, so move on.
All right, 370. Any discussion? Yeah. If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Who seconded that one?
Jeanette moved it. Tracy seconded it.
376?
No, I thought TJ said
it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, TJ seconded.
Who's on first? No, what's on second?
I just wanted to ask how many were people bid on this? 376, no.
Not the person that people thought would bid on it. There were three or four.
I don't know. I'm not
involved
with it. I believe we're three. It was a straight bid. It's unclear. I mean, maybe we'll save $2,000. They mapped out. There's some issues with the current processor doesn't bill for multiple attempts. The contract allows it, but don't bill. So we don't. We're unsure whether we're going to bid.
I just wanted to know how many bid because I knew. Thank
bid
you.
Was three and.
They don't get the person, they go back when they go again.
Let's go.
All right, 377, approving the execution of contract by Paul Turner Construction, Ulster County Community College. Moved by who?
I'll move it.
What's that?
We don't have that one.
You don't have the contract?
This is one of the ones that is going to be submitted tomorrow.
377?
This is Kelder House.
No,
this is
Kelder
House.
Sorry.
All right. Who moved it? Hold on, who moved it?
I did.
Second? Okay. Hector.
Thank you. Mary Beth and I have the same question, which is, it's interesting you see 100% other as the funding stream. What does that mean?
There's no county dollars included. That they leverage the SUNY construction fund for half of the project, and then the Community College Foundation is paying the balance.
So then should it basically be, if it's from SUNY, or if part of it's from SUNY, right, meaning from... The capital that
we
state, and then the other component should be,
yeah.
Or
it should say zero,
or zero county dollars. When we see 100% other,
yeah.
Any questions?
All right. Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
378. Approving the execution of contract entered by the County Resource Systems Group, Department of Planning. Second.
Okay.
Discussion. You got now discussion.
No.
All right. If not, all in favor, say aye.
Are you sure there's no questions?
Oh, I've got
questions,
no.
But I like that.
We had another dollar for the contract?
All right, 379 we did. 380, approving the executor contract of $50,000, entered by the County, Westchester Community Opportunity Program, Employment and Training.
You're giving us the money.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
If not, roll call.
Clarifying
in favor.
Clarifying the other again.
Yeah, but what does the other mean?
It's coming from them.
Okay. It's a multi-agency grant, career pathways grant, involves Orange County, Westchester County, Ulster County, where we're receiving about $230,000 to identify people and put them on credentialing tracks for careers.
Thank you.
All right, Resolution 380, approving the execution of contract of $50,000 entered by the county west, I'm sorry, reporting the standard day for elected and appointed officials. 381, I'm sorry, 381. Move, second. Any discussion? No discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, new business discussion on auditing for 2015. We said that Tracy brought to our attention that on our consultants for next year. Come on, guys. 3 more minutes, we'll be done.
Did you do 381,
Rich? Yes, we did.
I wanted to make a comment about that one.
Right ahead.
Just it was an odd resolution. I thought it was odd that you had, you know, under the state retirement system, a elected or appointed official is your have to do a timesheet or keep a log. We generally require timesheets so that we can track accruals properly and whatnot. But this indicates that there are people that work for the county that do neither a log nor a timesheet. I didn't know if that seems a little odd to me, that's all.
Fawn was the one who compiled that.
Okay.
If you ask
her.
No, that's a good question.
Why is there two legislators on there?
Because y'all were probably already incorporated.
Yeah. These get added to the list. I appreciate why this is
on there.
Yeah, you could.
They work for the DA that do neither.
Right. I was looking at the
chart. You should, Mary Beth.
Can we just ask Paul on that question? That's a good point.
Yep.
Why would the DA? I mean, they should at least log hours.
She's over there at her desk.
Yeah, but she. All right. Give her a call. All right, Fawn couldn't answer the question, but we've got a couple other things. The audit, Tracy brought to our attention next year regarding our consultants, we'd like to do it early in January so that we have people come in, we'll make a decision, and there'll be whoever we choose to be a consultant. Secondly, on our auditors regarding the county finances, they finally did the reports. There's a couple of reports still pending, from what I understand. Correct, Ken?
I think so. I think
that's correct.
Yeah. So, you know, it was a little antsy there for a while if they were to come meet the deadlines, but they seem to do a pretty good job. So,
okay. We're going to have a closeout meeting, I assume. Rich Perry.
Well, actually, that's Rich's committee. It's not our committee.
No, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Rich was called.
Right.
I'm
all right.
I meant the alternative.
The other thing, the controller called me during the last couple of weeks. I see he's not here. I told him that we would discuss his issue with the committee. Basically, he has money in contingency that we have. He wants to basically get that money out of contingency and to hire some consultants or auditors, whatever you want to call them, regarding particular projects. They're sensitive. I told him to come in here. We will have a discussion. We might have to go in an executive session depending on what he's asking in particular. So just so everyone's aware of if he talks to you, that's what he's going to talk to you about. All right?
Who are you talking about?
The controller.
Oh, you want to repeat that all over again?
Yeah,
bless you.
And this was an interesting.
Really?
Yeah. No,
how much money is in?
It's
$15,000. What is Ellie going to talk about?
He would like to hire a firm, consulting firm, auditing firm, to go in and do audit a particular area.
Does he not have audit
within the county? I thought that was his function according to the charter.
Right.
So
I mean, if they want to audit his auditing department.
No, it's not his. So I told him that come before our committee, explain what you want to do, how you want to do it, and if it's, you know, confidential, we would have to go to executive session. But there again, it's still in contingency. I'm not allowing it. If the committee wants to do it, they're more than welcome to do it. I like a little more.
Where are you worrying about the thunderstorm?
Well, it comes back automatically. I mean, if it didn't spend it, it's coming back automatically.
She's talking about. I'm not going to question.
Well, if it's on personnel matter or something. We'll see. All right. Any other questions on that? If not, we're going to be starting the budget process probably within the next couple of weeks. We'll set a date to have a meeting with the consultants, not just with Ways and Means. I'm going to hold the whole legislative.
I think it is. It's the 29th of October.
I think it's the 28th now. 28th? I think. But they'll home it. They'll send out a notice.
Yeah,
29th,
because I make travel plans all the way around it.
Another memo.
Sure.
Around
that.
Set
it in stone. You got it.
I think it's
28th.
What's the
28th?
That's not good. It's set in 29th on the calendar.
Was what?
I think we'll send out the date, either the 28th or 29th.
For what?
Don't change it.
To come to The consultants will come in here and give their presentation of the budget.
Because we have our dinner the 28th. That's why I'm asking.
It says the 29th. I'm telling you, it says. I mean, I have travel plans because it says
the
29th.
Say
I'm coming
29th.
Back just for that.
So you don't want to go to dinner anyway. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
And we will not have a long meeting like this again.
If you're changing it,
breaking
it
too.
I don't know if I can be there. We're going to have to be there via whatever. Are you just saying that because you think it's the 28th? Or because
28th or 29th, yes.
It is the 29th, yeah. It definitely says the 29th.